Pope Francis to Bill Clinton, "We must halt the ecological catastrophe of climate change." By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 19, 2023. Rome, Pope Francis engaged former U.S. President Bill Clinton via Zoom Monday, stressing the urgency of addressing the climate change catastrophe, the migration crisis, and war. "It is time to work together to stop the ecological catastrophe before it's too late," the pontiff told Mr. Clinton at a meeting of the Clinton Global Initiative, CGI. "Let us stop while there is still time, please." The Pope reiterated his intention of releasing a second document on the environment later this month, 8 years after the publication of his encyclical Laudato Si on the same theme. In late August, Francis said it is time world leaders to listen to science and institute a rapid and equitable transition to end the era of fossil fuel. "It is absurd to permit the continued exploration and expansion of fossil fuel infrastructures," he declared in his message for the September 1 Feast of Creation. "Let us raise our voices to halt this injustice towards the poor and towards our children, who will bear the worst effects of climate change." The unrestrained burning of fossil fuels and the destruction of forests are pushing temperatures higher and leading to massive droughts, the Pope stated, a product of consumerist greed, fueled by selfish hearts. Moreover, he contended, predatory industries are depleting and polluting our freshwater sources through extreme practices such as fracking for oil and gas extraction, unchecked mega-mining projects, and intensive animal farming. Moreover, richer nations have contracted an ecological debt that must be paid to poorer nations, he added. "Let us heed our call to stand with the victims of environmental and climate injustice, and to put an end to the senseless war against creation," he said. In the Pope's video meeting with Mr. Clinton, he also spoke of the migration crisis, urging his hearers to remember that migrants are not numbers, but people. "When we think of migration, let's think of the eyes of the children we find in refugee camps," he said. Earlier this summer, Pope Francis received Mr. Clinton in a private audience in the Vatican's Santa Marta residence. Clinton was accompanied by Alex Soros, son of billionaire George Soros. Alex Soros is the chairman of Open Society's Foundations, OSF, a WEF Young Global Leader, and a champion for the LGBT and abortion lobbies, an heir to the legacy of global disruptor George Soros. The 37-year-old Soros, who recently took control of the multi-billion-dollar OSF, spent the 4th of July in Albania with Clinton. Follow at Williams Rome.